Hi there. The word for you today is How Jesus Taught Us to Pray. In Matthew 6, verse 9, we read the words, Therefore, pray, Our Father in heaven. Here's how Jesus taught us to pray. Let's break it down. Point number one, Our Father in heaven. When you say Father, you're acknowledging that you're family, that you have a special relationship with God, which entitles you to go to Him at any time, confident that you're loved, welcomed, and assured of His favor. And when you say, in heaven, you can go no higher, no higher. You're drawing what you need from the ultimate source of all goodness, grace, mercy, provision, protection, and authority. What a privilege. Hallowed be your name. Is the second point. This thought should always be uppermost in your mind. Whatever I do today, Lord, whether it's in thought, word, or deed, I want it to honor you. People should be able to look at your life and then want to become acquainted with the God you serve. Think about that. Third, Jesus said, Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What does that mean? Well, that means each time you choose to say no to yourself and yes to God's will, you demonstrate to a watching world what it means to live as a citizen of God's kingdom. Note the words, as it is in heaven. Is anyone in heaven fearful or doubting, stubborn or disobedient, critical or negative? Of course not. So when the enemy brings something to your door that's contrary to God's word and God's will, you have the authority to rise up and say, if it's not done and approved in heaven, it has no place in my life here on earth. When it comes to disobedience, refuse to accept the package and sign the receipt. The one thing Satan hopes you never discover is that you, yes you, have the God-given authority to restrict his movements in your life. How good is that?